What a sweet, sweet morning. Thank you, Ryan, for your welcoming prayer, and Jason for your worship. Right before I get my update, it almost undid me, but I gathered myself. So here, I'm John Sanofsky, and I'm an elder here at LBCF. And this week has been extremely difficult for me. You know when a sudden event happens and it swallows you up? When you're disoriented, overwhelmed, emotional, when even things like COVID-19, 24-hour news cycle about racial strife and protests and about upcoming elections, even about my own personal stresses, they fade into the background. Well, that's what happened to me when one of my closest friends died after battling leukemia for almost 18 years. He left a wife and a daughter, a son, a mother of 97, and hundreds of friends. He was in my marriage group, and so I've had dinner with him for almost every 2 weeks for the last 20 years. I vacationed with him, raised children with, had deep conversations with, did ministry with, celebrated with, laughed with, cried with, in short, did life with, and now he's gone. And so now I want to dissociate from my feelings, to isolate, distract myself with work. But then I get a text or an email from one of my friends or someone from this community to express their love and care for me. And I want to say thank you. It has been a source of comfort that I need. It helps me keep grounded as I walk this road of sorrow, knowing that I'm not alone. And I think what I'm really trying to say when it's all said and done is that it really isn't about relationship. It really is about relationships, and that's not a cliche. It's not about work or success or achievements or money. It actually is about love, and that means relationships. God loves us first so we can love ourselves. We love God so we're able to love others. And as Christians, we are called to follow Jesus and learn to live and love like he did. So the question I'm asking myself these days is, how am I doing loving those Jesus has given me to love? Because in the end, all that remains is faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. So now the elder update. We had the elder forum last Wednesday night where we answered questions submitted to us on the LGBTQ statement. Thanks for hopping on. As for now, that's been over 248 of you. We are still and always open to your questions, and you can email them to us at elders@lbcf.org. Or if you know an elder, call that elder. And we hope that all of you know at least one elder. We want always to be available to our community, the questions and concerns that you have, and maybe for coffee. The elders have been meeting weekly and have been working on a job description as we move towards hiring the person we'd like to fill our pastoral team. It is almost complete. We're hoping to post that next week. And lastly, and as always, we need your prayers as we navigate all the complexities of doing church during this season of COVID. And now I'd like to turn it back to my sweetheart, Barb, for our announcements.